the DJ.
It's 8:11 on the clock. That's the wake up workout, the competition mix. I like that. S Dot the DJ. Don't miss it every single morning at 8 a.m. Joining us, a very special guest, Carolina Amini, has been named the interim director of the Office of Police Conduct Review and is here to talk about the new role. Good morning, Carolina. Thanks so much for joining us. Tell us about, before we get into the new role, tell us a little bit about your history with the city of Minneapolis.
Sure. Hi, Chantel. Good morning. I have been with the city of Minneapolis for almost 10 years. I kind of started with the city attorney's office, helping the victims of crime and on the criminal side of the city attorney's office. And I then transferred over to civil rights as a case investigator with the Office of Police Conduct Review, then became the investigations manager for almost 2 years, mm-hmm. and then transferred back to the civil, to the city attorney's office as their project manager, kind of assisting them with the Minnesota Department of Human Rights settlement agreement. And then now I'm transferred back as of last week to the Office of Police Conduct Review as their interim director.
Hmm. When you were offered this position, when this position was brought to you, what does it mean to you to be in a position like this where the Minneapolis Civil Rights Department is responsible for investigating allegations of police misconduct made to the city of Minneapolis? What does that role mean to you in the position to be in this area where you have to investigate and make sure that the police are doing what they need to do in the community?
Right. It's a great responsibility. I manage currently around 12 to 13 individuals within the Office of Police Conduct Review, and it's a lot of assisting and processing the complaints from the community regarding potential misconduct for Minneapolis police officers. It's trying to find like statements of facts and processing these claims through our process and managing this workload along with other internal stakeholders within the city to get those investigations done mm-hmm. in a timely manner.
Sure. And so far, I know you haven't been in the role very long, but when you came into the office, what have you seen so far? What kind of complaints have you come across?
Well, currently, OPCR handles external complaints, so anything that we receive within the community, and then Internal Affairs handles the internal complaints. So what we have seen so far is cases surrounding search and seizure, you know, use of force, language, professional conduct, and conduct regarding driving squads. At least those are the cases that I have been able to see within the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Carolina Amini. She is the Office of Police Conduct Review, the director, the interim director of the Office of Police Conduct Review. Tell us, are there any changes that are expected to be made, if any, at all?
Yeah, there will be a few changes happening. Due to the settlement agreement, we do have to abide by certain timelines and certain ways that we are going to investigate cases. There will be increased training for all staff mm-hmm. and to prioritize and streamline how we are doing our processes so that way we have timely investigations moving forward.
For sure. Anything that you want the community to know, you being in this new role, and then just gaining the trust of the community and knowing that you're going to be doing these investigations of allegations of police misconduct, what do you want the community to know about you in this specific position?
Well, that I am always available. If anybody has any questions regarding how to submit a complaint, our phone number is 612-673-5500. We can be available through email, through chat, through the centers, through the Unity Community Mediation Team. And we also have an online process, and it is translated in all the major languages here in Minneapolis. So that's Spanish, English, Oromo, Somali, Vietnamese. We will also have one in Ojibwe very soon. And if there are any questions, we are always available to answer calls and to help file any complaints.
Any public hearings scheduled or at all once you get settled into your role? Is the community going to be invited to come out and sit down and maybe just speak to you directly and shoot a bunch of questions or, you know, complaints to you directly at a public hearing?
That's a great question. There is an opportunity to speak to me at our next CCPO meeting, which is a community's for police oversight, and that will be April 15th at 6 p.m. within City Hall. So if anybody would like to speak to me there, I'm available there, and we will definitely be open to having any future community engagement in the future.
Sounds great. MinneapolisMN.gov. I'm sure you can go there for more information. Carolina Amini's been named the interim director of the Office of Police Conduct Review, beginning that role as of right now. Tell us any final thoughts that you have, Carolina, that you want the listeners to know.
I just want the listeners to know that we are here for you and that we will be available for you to answer any questions or concerns that you may have. And again, our phone number is 612-673-5500. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
It's 8:17, Freddie and Chantel in the morning. More information on that position, a new role with Carolina Amini at MinneapolisMN.gov.